With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Salinas has hundreds of unsolved murders. For the victims' families, the wait for justice can be unbearable. So this month, a group of moms who lost their children launched a new website. They hope it will renew interest in their cases. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Outside Salinas City Hall, more than 30 mothers and family members lock arms in prayer. Each has a murdered loved one. Each of their cases is unsolved. Renee Salazar holds a picture of her son, Christian Rosales. He was shot while walking home from a party on January 1st of this year.
I don't see how any person could live with themselves. I mean, as a human being, you know, to know something and not say anything is wrong. There needs to be more compassion, more love for one another.
Debbie Aguilar lost her son, Stefan, 15 years ago. He was killed in a drive-by shooting while returning home from 7-Eleven.
And that was my baby. When somebody does wrong to your child, we go overboard to make it right.
To make it right, these families launched a new website called coldcasecampaign.com. They hope it will generate new leads and renewed interest in their cold cases. So far, it features the stories of 21 Monterey County murder victims. Aguilar is inviting other families to add their stories for a fee, $19.99 a month or $199 a year. She says all the money will go toward helping solve these cold cases. The group hopes to hire professionals who could review the case files. Also, they want to create a reward fund that will inspire witnesses to come forward.
We know that money talks. And when they know that there's resources out there, they're going to want to help us.
Her other son, Christopher, was around a year old when his brother died. He's hopeful the website will work, but also understands what they're up against.
To be honest, in the street life, like, people can't like snitch and stuff. They don't want to get caught up with that type of stuff, because by you telling on somebody else, it could cost you a beating or take away your life, and it's just crazy.
According to Salinas Police Department records dating back to 1980, the city has 325 unsolved murders. 215 of those are cold cases, which means without new information or evidence, the cases are stuck. Salinas Police Commander Stan Cooper oversees the department's investigations division. He says people not talking is part of the problem.
Ultimately, I think that's what also creates the circle of violence, right? Is that if we don't have people stepping up and doing, quote, the right thing, then that allows that person who did the crime to continue to victimize others.
Commander Cooper says on that long list of unsolved murders, they have some suspects, just not enough evidence.
Those are really the frustrating ones because, you know, sometimes you're very, very close, but very, very close doesn't count when it comes to the judicial system.
So he says they work to build other cases against those suspects. He points to a multi-year investigation called Operation Daybreak. Back in 2015, police arrested 9 suspected gang members and associates on charges ranging from robbery to murder. And they believe these guys are responsible for other crimes.
In that case in particular, you know, we have a lot of people that are more or less turning against each other. And we've got a number of old, quote, cold homicides that we're making some very good headway on. And we hope that over the course of the next year, we'll be able to kind of go public with a little bit more of that.
Commander Cooper says they'll follow up on any lead that comes in, so he welcomes tips generated from the mother's new website. Back out in front of City Hall, Debbie Aguilar says coldcasecampaign.com is about hope.
It's part of the healing process. They can heal if some of these families get their justice. They can have that peace. You have to have something. You got to have hope.
The hope is the stories on the website will inspire people to come forward with new information to get these cold cases solved. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.